Okay, so this week I want to talk about two different ways a physical way to detox. Both are physical ways to detox, but two different practices besides the mind, because we talk a lot about the mind here. So I want to talk about, do you know what the fastest way to detox is? The absolute fastest way to detoxify your body?
Water.
Breathing out. Breathing out. So we're going to talk, I know, because we always think about big things, you know, like how I got to see it, I had to visualize it, but you breathe all day long. And it's actually one of the fastest ways to toxify your body as well, if you breathe in things that are toxic. So number one quick way to detoxify your home and your body is to get rid of anything that you could possibly be breathing that's toxic in your house. So that means household cleaners that are toxic, I would get rid of them and make sure that you're using definitely non-toxic things in your house. Because anything you breathe that is toxic, you are literally drawing into your lungs, which have less of a mechanism than your skin. And actually 60% of whatever you put on your skin goes directly into your bloodstream. So putting anything toxic, trying to remove toxins from the outside first is really smart. And you know, I always get a kick out of the Febreze commercial when they spray Febreze and then someone goes, and I don't really get a kick out of it. It's terrifying. Terrifying is the news. It's like, I can't believe that someone would breathe that in. I mean, read the back of it. Warning, flame, I mean, all these things, toxic. Don't eat it, but go ahead, draw it right into your lungs. Your sweet little pink lungs, you know what I mean? So just think about how powerful the breathing is. The fastest way to detoxify is the breath. When you breathe in, you literally bring oxygen into your body and it goes to every single cell that it can possibly go to. And then your bloodstream picks up all of the toxins that it can, carries it back up to your lungs, exchanges it out, and you breathe out CO2. So every breath is a consistent nourishing of the body and picking up of toxins and carrying them away. When people lose weight, where does it go? Where does that chub go? Yeah, where does that chub go? Right? Does anybody know any of where it goes?
Out.
To the mystical land of, no, out. It just needs to get out. It goes out through either your natural detoxification system, sweat, pee or poop, and exhalation. So the gases, the particles, I mean, you can smell it sometimes when people lose a lot of weight. I can now smell it on people's breath when they start to detoxify, when people breathe out. Sweat, you can smell like if somebody's been eating a certain thing. I mean, things actually move out through the skin. And so that's important to think about when you're thinking about detoxification. The Chinese always say it's more important what you don't put into your body than what you do put into your body. So I want to talk about breathing and eating tonight. This one's easy. I'm going to go to the second because I'm going to lead right into class with from breathing. But eating, when they say it's more important what you don't put in, I want you to think about when you're detoxifying your body, think about not putting toxins in the first place. Think about how you can rule out as many toxic things as possible before you have to try and get it out of the body. That's always the first step, is preventative. Two, what to do when you've already eaten that Dorito or whatever. Relax, it's, you know, you can move it out. But what I would say, one of my biggest tools for detoxification, the Chinese say when you eat something, it goes down into your stomach. Your stomach's like a fire. It cooks the food. What's the purpose of eating? To give you energy. How should you feel after you eat something? Energized, right? Has anybody ever eaten anything and felt like bleh? Or wanted to lay down and go to bed? Okay. So I'm more interested in connecting the mind and the body experience than I am telling you what to eat. I would much rather you get used to saying, I'm eating, how is that making me feel? So that I'm not telling you Doritos might not be the most freshest food source, but that you're experiencing what is for you the freshest food source. Because some people avocados are a great food source. Some people do not feel good after eating avocados. Their body doesn't digest it very well. In Chinese medicine, everyone's different. So my recommendation to you is eat, see how you feel after you eat. Really important. You should feel energized. If you don't, make a note. that doesn't make me feel that energized when I eat it. It might not be the right food for me. Then at second, I would say, when you're eating, mindful eating is really important. Mindful eating is really important. One, because you do want to make that connection. Does this feel good to me? Do I feel good when I'm eating this? Do I feel good 10 minutes after I eat it? And second of all, is that there's a strong connection between what we're eating and the feeling of eating. When we're present and we eat, we feel like, oh, I was there. I tasted it. I ate it. It was a complete experience. If I'm doing something else and I'm scattered and I eat and I get up and do something else, you ever do that? You get up and it was like, did I eat all that? And you're like, I'm kind of so hungry because I kind of missed out on part of that experience somewhere along the way. And they show, you know, different things where people blindfold themselves and eat just until, in yoga they say eat just until you're satisfied. Right? When I was a kid, you just plugged it all up to here. Eat until you're full, finish your food. And in Chinese medicine, they're like, please, please don't do that. Just eat until you're satisfied, not even full. Just until you're not hungry anymore. And how much is that usually for a person? How big is your stomach? Right, it's the size of your fist. So they even say you don't even eat this much. You eat 2/3 of this. So there's room left for your stomach to mash the food. Because when you eat it, it goes down into your stomach. Then the stomach is supposed to mash the food and then send it up in Chinese medicine to the spleen, which then in turn sends it out to the lung. And as you breathe, it moves the energy across your body and gets it to everywhere it needs to be. In Chinese medicine, that's how it works, okay? So the root of all illness in Chinese medicine is through the stomach. This is how important detoxification is. The root of all illness is through the stomach. Because if the stomach isn't burning energy and sending it to your immune system, to any place you need energy to live, then if there's any kind of problem there, it's gonna be systemic wide. It's not like you can put something in here and it doesn't go to every single cell in your body. It does. So that's one thing to keep in mind when you're eating, is that connecting that. What's the greatest food that you could possibly eat? What's the freshest food you could possibly eat?
Water.
What'd you say?
Water.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, certainly. And in Chinese medicine, they say if you could pick it and put it into your mouth, it's the very, very, very best thing you could possibly do, because it's living and you put it into your body. That's the most vibrant energy on the planet. That's why these making a garden is so important, or eating as freshly and local as you can. Because every time that anything gets frozen or packaged or carried over here by this person and that person, in Chinese medicine, it's all energy. So people who touch it, people who package it, the ride, all of these things affect the energy of your food. So this is why local is really key and important to food. So that being said, eating until you're satisfied, so 6 small meals a day is ideal. Eat a little bit, go do something, eat a little bit more. A lot of times my husband will make a meal and I'll just eat a little bit till I'm satisfied, then I will put it in the refrigerator, and in another hour I'll come and eat again, a little bit of it. Just so that I don't put, like in Chinese medicine they say don't put a big log on the fire, because then it's like, ugh. Your body has to actually take energy to cook the food, and you're eating the food to get the energy. Do you see what I'm saying? Peter, Paul, anybody? So they say consistently throw kindling on the fire. And if you could be picking it and eating it back in grandma's day, that would be awesome. But what you just want to get to as close to a living food. And if it's in the center aisles, as Jenny Craig has taught us, it's probably not living or hasn't been anywhere close to anything living in quite some time. So it's best to, you know, of course, shop the perimeter, eat as cleanly as you can, and those things to give you the most vibrant energy and the least amount of detoxification. Then the other thing that I really think is, I've been reading a lot about lately, has been hot in the news, so I want to address it, is fasting. In Chinese medicine, they don't really talk so much about fasting. In yoga, fasting is a big deal. And what I would say about fasting is, any time that, like after the weekends or something like that, that you've eaten a lot, maybe you've eaten enough for 3 days, that happens to me pretty much every weekend I go home. That's what happens, I eat enough. It's good to fast for a half day or even a full day, but I don't go for traditional fasting where you don't eat anything. No, no, no. I would say eat a little something throughout the day, but just have much smaller, much, much less intake of meals. The reason why is if you have a backlog, you know, if you're making a fire and you have like four logs that didn't quite burn from last time, it's not like they have to go someplace, right? So it gives your digestion time to catch up. Drink lots of water to help that along. Eat like light things like nuts or small things. You know, sometimes I'll eat an avocado. Like today I decided I wasn't too hungry because I kind of ate a lot during the weekend. So I had a lot of water, I had a little bit of fruit, and then I got some sushi from Whole Foods or whatever, but I split that into two because they put a lot in there. And then just thought, you know, just today I'm just going to give my digestion a little bit of break to catch up. And that's like once a week, once a month. But I really want to impress upon you, I would not eat anything all day long. I don't advocate that kind of fasting ever. I would say eat very small strategic meals or small handfuls of this or that. Just eat light maybe for a day and give your digestion some time to catch up, especially if you're feeling like full or bloated or not feeling very well. Does that make sense? So those are ways that you can detoxify it through eating. Not eating detoxifies. And does that make sense? Because, I mean, if you're up and on your feet all day, you have to eat a little something. Or you're going to get lightheaded, and then your metabolism slows down and all of that. It's better to eat a little something throughout the day, but slow down the work that your digestion has to do. Okay, so breathing. Three steps to the breath. What are the three steps to the breath? What are the three parts of the breath? Just observe your breath for a second.
Inhale.
Yes?
Rest.
Yes. Pause or rest. And exhale. Wonderful. So there's three parts to the breath. You inhale, there's a slight little pause, then there's an exhale, slight little pause, inhale. Okay. So here is where the detoxification happens. Just wherever you're at, watch your breath for four breaths. Close the eyes and just observe. And what did you notice about your breath when you're ready to come back?
Is it when you're exhaling, you feel it deeper and out?
Okay, so you felt it deeper coming out?
Mm-hmm.
What else? Who else experienced? What did you notice about your breath?
It felt really shallow.
Yes, yes. Tell you a little story about that. When I went to my practice, I did 6 days. Went to California, did 6 days on the breath. All we did is breathe the whole time. Imagine that practice. Those are long days, my friends. Those are long days. So so the first thing they had us do is lay down. We're a room full of yoga teachers, so how do you think we lay down and breathe? And he's like, count your breaths. And so we did, and I've got this little Indian teacher, Ganesh Mohan, he's like, okay, so how did the breathing? And so everyone's like, oh, I breathed. They go around, how many breaths per minute? Oh, I breathed seven. He's like, seven? And he's like, and I'm like, ooh, you know, I was like 35, 60, 12, 20. So everybody's like, what? He's like, okay, who did seven? And they're like raising hands, like, no. Just breathe normally. He's like, nothing to it, you know? So we were laughing because you think that you have to breathe like that, but the normal resting breath is a shallower breath and a faster breath. That's your resting breath is actually kind of like that. However, when you're working on detoxification, all you need to do is focus on exhaling fully. There's all kinds of breathing practices. One of the traditions I studied was like, you do one inhale one count inhale to two count exhale. Then you increase it by 0.5, so it's 1.5 to 2.5, and I would just sit in class like, and I would, and I just was tortured. I hate it, and anytime you try to push or pull your breath, it's anxiety filling, and it can cause you to have anxiety. So it can cause you to feel not well. So my teachers, who are probably the oldest living teachers of probably the most traditional form of yoga living on the planet, they said, have taught, they have never done this one time in yoga, not one time. They have said, they've never taught how to breathe. They said, how are you breathing? Observe it, and then bring awareness to the place where that you're trying to grow. If you know that the exhale is detoxifying, just bring awareness to your exhale. You will naturally focus on releasing your breath. You'll naturally become aware of it. And then your body will naturally come to that resting. And so all you really need to do when you're focusing on detoxifying through breath is to focus on your exhale. Focus on fully releasing your breath. You can do that in every posture all day long, forever. From you go to any yoga class and focus on that from here on out, and that will be a detoxifying practice. Are there more intense breaths like that cleanse the lungs and do all that? Yes, you can go to that far and do all of that, and you know, I can even show those in class. But the main point is to breathe out. It's relaxing. It's calming. It relaxes pretty much. Have you ever seen somebody sigh? You can just tell they're relaxing. Deb, you had a good story. Do you want to share your story?
Yes. If I get nothing from the classes for everybody else, it took me over time. Breathing is what I'm really absorbing. So I'm trying to load my horse into his trailer the other night. And he gives me a little hard time and knows how to push over. So, but you know, I encouraged him in. He went in and I followed him in and shut the gate behind him. And the girl that was with me, she goes, "Dad, breathe." So I'm like, "Ooh, get in here." So I took a deep breath and I let it out really big. And he did exactly the same thing as what I did. I mean, his whole chest went and then he just blew it way out. And it almost brought tears to my eyes because it was like he was so connected and he needed that release of anxiety in that trailer.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, this stuff really works.
Yeah.
You know, and just.
Yeah, and the breath is the only thing that we have that can, it goes on autopilot, or you can consciously take control of it and calm every other nervous system in your body. Your nervous system, you can slow your heart rate, you can slow your mind down. And 90% of the people who I work with in terms of working with calming from stressful situations, and we're gonna talk a lot about it in the next session, is that I don't teach them how, I teach them how to think, like how the mind works, but then, we just quit that because it's part of the problem is that we're pandering to the mind all the time. Oh, let's think more about how we can stop thinking. It's more about if you actually calm your breath, your mind will calm down too. And the place to start is exhaling, fully exhaling. Start again, the horse, start again. And the people around you, kids, same thing, right? Okay, any questions or thoughts on what we were talking about these ways to detoxify?